This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Come and Talk It with your host, Michael Cargill, brought to you by Texas Law Shield. Over the last decade, Michael has championed and supported the rights of law-abiding Texans to own and use firearms. He is the owner of Central Texas Gunworks, a veteran of the United States Army, and has achieved national exposure in such prestigious media outlets such as Forbes Magazine, Fox Business News, CNN Money, AOL, BBC World News, Huffington Post, and The New York Times. Cargill vigorously defends lawful gun ownership in this country without regard to party politics. And now, here's Michael Cargill.
Good day, Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Let's praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. All right, so today we're going to talk about backlog of untested rape kits for Austin, Texas. That's right. Rape kits are untested. And then we also are defunding the police. So let's talk about that. And also, Prescott Valley Police K-9 attacked a man who was complying. We're going to talk about that. Let's play that video. That video of Prescott Valley Police K-9 attacked a man complying.
Hey, get on your knees now.
What?
Get on your knees.
Quiero Diaz. Quiero Diaz.
Hands up. Manos arriba. Manos arriba. Okay, lift your shirt up. Hey, spin around for me. Keep that up. Keep that up. Keep your hands up. Here's what I want you to do.
I'm going to bring him back to us here.
Yes, sir.
Stand up. Stand up. Still.
All right, so we're going to talk about that and also the untested rape kits. How's that affecting the Austin Police Department and defunding them? Also, in Prescott Valley, police K-9 attacked a man who was complying. And also, the Breonna Taylor's family won a $12 million settlement with the city of Louisville. And RPG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
RBG.
RB?
RB.
Ruth Bader.
Ruth Bader. Ruth Bader.
Bader.
Whatever.
Bader.
Bader.
She's gone. Bader. Passed away at 87. And we're going to talk about that.
Did you just pour some of that out?
Was that for
this
Ruth?
This one's for Ruth.
Don't do that.
Sorry, Casey.
Just pour. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we're gonna talk about that. Let's talk about that. Because in all seriousness, the Supreme Court, you know, that is actually very important to everyone, I would think. It also is important because, you know, especially gun rights, who's going to hold that seat? And a lot of the liberals are very upset now because they're freaking out, as a matter of fact, literally freaking out, because now Donald Trump can pick the next Supreme Court justice. That's a possibility that could actually happen. Unless they push this vote back and wait until January, which is also a possibility. But they're literally freaking out because they're like, oh, my goodness, you know, Ruth has died. And now Donald Trump is going to pick the next Supreme Court justice. Unfortunately, that was selfishness on her part. She knew she was sick. She should have stepped down when there's a Democrat in office. So guess what, people? Let's suck it up. If Donald Trump's got to pick the next justice, and that's what's going to happen. She should have you know, that's part of being in that position, knowing that something is wrong with you. Sometimes you got to let power go and step back and step away. But she couldn't do that. So guess what? Now we're in this position. That's her fault. She's gone. Now President Trump is going to have to pick the next justice. And by the way, if you don't like what I got to say, my call-in number is 512-643. That's live. That's 512-643-5483. Give me a call. Tell me you don't like what I'm saying. Suck it up, because I don't care. Now, let's also talk about the rape kits in Austin. So here we are. We're defunding the Austin Police Department. They also cannot even afford to test all the rape kits. The city has actually hired someone independently, private company, to test the rape kits that the police department can't test. Man, they got a lot of money to burn. What is up with that? I mean, you doing some research on that?
You think they got too much money?
I don't know what's going on. If they can't handle the job, then maybe we need to put, you know, either hire different leadership in city council and get this taken care of. I mean, I like, you know, Felicia, a female. You tell me your perspective on this, because the rape kits are not being tested. You have lawsuits that are being filed with the district attorney's office because they're not even prosecuting rapists in this town. Literally, you're not prosecuting rapists. You're not testing the kits. You know what, women? Buy yourself a gun. Get yourself a gun. Get a holster. Get a knife with a holster on it and just jab them and stick them and just turn it. Come to me. Come see me. I'll teach you how to defend yourself.
Realistically, the issue with rape kits has been going on well before the quote-unquote defunding of APD. I know that there's been private companies who have been working to help with the rape kit backlog in Austin for a long time. So this is nothing new.
I think
it's just
APD
a new...
even reached out to Dallas or another precinct to help them out.
I mean, unfortunately, it's political season, so all of my ads lately have been for John Cornyn and legislation that he passed on the federal level to help with rape kits. But we're not seeing that happen on the local level. I don't know what needs to happen. But I mean, it's obviously something that we have to take into consideration, whether we do outsource it to a private contractor. I mean, I personally don't have a problem with it if they get done, but I think we need to take a serious look at the APD budget and see what they are actually spending money on, because if that's not a top priority, I'd like to see what they think their top priorities are.
And is your middle name Batter, not Bader?
Bader.
It's Batter.
Bader.
It looks like Batter to me when I look
Batter?
At it.
Batter? No, that would be B-A-T-T-E-R.
Batter.
Batter.
Or B-A-D-D-E-R.
B-A-D.
Batter, that's not a word. So it would be Bader.
Is it Bader?
It's Bader. I got an English degree, Michael, so no matter
like
what
Vader.
I say, I'm right.
But with a B.
That's how that works, by the way. You know that when you go to college, once you graduate, you're allowed to have this sense of self-entitlement where you're right about everything. That's okay. How it works.
privileged. See, that's when I go to Charlie and ask Charlie to come sit down at the table and tell us what his thoughts are. All right, so I do want to talk to I want to get you guys' opinion on all this stuff, because this is crazy.
The rape kit backlog has been... There was a story done on this by Corey Coffin of KVU last... Can you look this up, one of you guys? It was last July, maybe, and there's some details about it. To get perspective here, Michael, I've pulled up an article here from The Guardian, and it is written by self-described angry feminist Moira Donegan, and she essentially answers this question: who will protect you from rape without police? And this is in the wake of all the defunding the police, of course, and George Floyd's death, etc., etc. And she essentially says that the notion that abolishing the police will have negative repercussions for women radically misunderstands both American policing and sexual violence. She's saying that the police don't respond to a lot of sexual assaults anyways, and sometimes are the perpetrators of sexual assault, so that she thinks the defunding of the police is not going to have any effect or very minimal negligible effect on sexual assaults and de facto rape kit backlog, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, we're talking about rape kits. When we come back, we're going to talk about get Derek in here into the conversation and see what his thoughts are about all this stuff. We're talking rape kits. We're talking Breonna Taylor. We're talking about what is going on in, what is that, Arizona? What state? What was that? Were they
the Prescott Valley Police Prescott Department? Valley? That's in Arizona. Yeah. And that guy was complying. I watched the entire video. He was laying there, and he even after the dog attacked him, I believe, he said, I liked you guys, but not anymore.
Yeah, such wild. Lack of
yeah,
concern.
It's a wild video. Wild video. And you know who's on that? Ben Crump, Breonna Taylor's attorney.
We come back.
Family's attorney.
We'll talk about that more. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
This is Coley on Noir, and you're listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now, here's Michael Cargill.
That's right. We're talking about backlog of untested rape kits in Austin, Texas, and also defunding the police. How is that going to affect everything in the state of where we are today? You know, here we are in a pandemic. Let's paint the picture for you. We're in a pandemic. You have women that are being sexually assaulted, being raped. They're not testing the kits. Also, the DA's office is not really prosecuting like they're supposed to. So, I mean, my goodness, what are the women supposed to do? Felicia.
Speaking
for all women.
Get a gun, man. Learn how to protect yourself. That's always going to be my option. If you're not comfortable with a gun, take a class. If after that you're still not comfortable with a gun, get a knife, get mace, learn how to use brass knuckles, take a self-defense course.
I'm trying to teach them how to slice a Joker. That's what I try to teach.
Slice a Joker?
Slice them up.
How? What?
I feel like we just went back 30 years.
Slice a fool.
cut him
I'm going to teach him how to slice a Joker.
That's
now.
Right. Get yourself a knife. Get a sword. Good get a bowie Lord. Knife.
A sword.
A bowie knife.
A sword.
Will they let me into the Capitol with a sword?
I don't know.
Actually, but you have your LTC.
You can get into Palacios with one.
That's right.
I bring my sword into Palacios all the time.
Every time you go.
Mighty short sword.
I keep it holstered. Hey! Ding, 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 ding.
All right, so let's go to Derek. Derek, what's your thoughts on, man, these rape kits not being tested? You know, just give me some guidance here, Derek.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty indicative that this is just proof that government is ineffective, inefficient. They can't do anything right. You know, I'm pulling up the crime data for the city of Austin. In 2018, there were 787 rapes that year. And that's on an upward trend, you know, dating back from 2005. Okay, so 800
rapes.
That's two a day. Right. No, I get it.
Wow.
And the city of Austin is somehow backlogged how many? Tens of thousands of rape kits? How many? What's the backlog? Do we know how big the backlog is?
Let's see. It's pretty big.
Bueller.
Yeah. We'll find out here in a second.
Well, yeah. So, but ultimately, it just proves that government is ineffective. The state is ineffective at doing anything. I mean, who honestly likes to go to the DPS to get your driver's license renewed? Who likes to do anything involving the state? That's because they don't have a profit motive attached to anything whatsoever. They don't have any incentive, any fiduciary duty to anybody, the cops included. So whenever you report that your house was burgled, The cops don't have any duty to you whatsoever. They're not going to prioritize you. If you're a rape victim, they're not going to prioritize you because they don't have any incentive to. And with all of these rape kits being backlogged, it's just another indicator that's true. The government can't do anything right. So really, it should be up to if you want a rape kit to be tested, then a private investigator would probably be best suited for that. Of course, really, it's just better to not be a victim and arm yourself like Michael Cargill says. And I would second that for sure. Carry everywhere you go. Carry some sort of weapon. Know how to use it. And chances are you won't find yourself as a victim. You'll be less likely to be a victim.
Learn karate.
So you said there were about 760 rapes a year in Austin?
787.
Yeah, 787 in 2018, 834 in 17.
That's almost exactly two a day.
Okay, so right now, according to numbers in 2019, we have a backlog of 2,600 untested rape kits.
From this year alone?
That's about 3 years of rape kits.
Wow.
Okay, so 2,600 rape kits that have not been tested.
So
when is the state going to prioritize, somebody who has been a victim of a heinous crime like that?
I mean, the state, the city. I mean, this is Austin City Council. You know, you're talking
right.
He means state, like the government, really? City, local.
Yeah, I don't mean it. The state of Texas.
Not the stratified state. He means the state.
The proverbial state.
The proverbial state. Hey, and by the way, I was not kidding about karate. Like, not specifically karate, but martial arts are a good way to defend yourself as well. I think that needs to be
absolutely stated. And there are martial arts that were designed specifically to use the momentum of your attacker against them. I believe that
Muay Thai.
Huh? Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, Wing Chun. There are lots of Krav Maga is really popular too.
A long time to perfect and be comfortable using. You can train yourself how to use a gun much quicker.
5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I can teach you in 5 minutes how to shoot and kill somebody. I can make an expert.
Point and click, right? It's easier than a computer.
Mm-hmm. Very easy concept. Don't be nervous. We're gun therapists. I spent my day like today. Right. Good Lord.
So if you think that the state is the absence of if you think the state's not good at helping victims of these heinous crimes, do you think the absence of the state, i.e., the defunding of the police, is going to really make much of a difference then, Derek?
I think. All right. So the city of Austin defunded the police by what, $400,000, I believe.
$150 million.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. How silly of me. Okay, so they're defunding that. I don't think you'll see anything drastic because the government, the one thing that the government is good at is waste. So you might see a drop in wasteful spending and wasteful prioritizations. But I don't think that that's going to help the backlog. I don't think that it's going to hurt the backlog. The backlog is going to be there because they have no incentive to prioritize that.
Well, I mean, do you think they do not
care about people as an individual?
The backlog's obviously not going to speed up with less funding for the police department. But I mean, do you think that the number of rapes or attempted rapes or sexual assaults in general is going to rise or lessen? What effect do you think it will have on females and their perceived sense of safety and their real safety?
Okay, can I ask you, do you not rape people because the law says that you shouldn't rape people?
I've never raped anyone.
Yeah, I don't think making a law is going to stop them.
Right. What? So if the law is there and even the enforcement arm is there and people are still doing it, a very small minority of people doing it, but there are people still doing it. You're not going to have like an average Joe who's like, well, you know, they defunded the police, so I think I'm going to go and rape somebody now. No, nobody's going to think that way.
Well, yeah, that would be absurd.
Right. Most people don't need, Well, my point is that most people don't need laws and cops in order to
act like a decent
act
person.
In a manner that isn't aggressive to other people.
Right.
But you I mean, I don't think you'll see up there.
What? So you don't think someone that's possibly a serial rapist might think they can get away with more rapes? I think that's not an unrealistic assumption to make.
Scientifically speaking, a serial rapist is not going to increase or decrease the amount of rapes that they're committing because of police presence. It's more of a psychological issue that is internal, that is based more on internal factors rather than external.
What about, does the same principle apply to like murderers?
Correct.
So murder rate's going up?
I think there's more people in Austin recently. I would like to see who of those.
Well, what about in New York? It went up by 60%. With the defunding the police.
In what time frame? You're not giving me a whole lot of meat to work
with. In the wake of defunding the police.
I don't recall when that was. Why don't you let me know when that was and what time frame the study was done?
From when New York City defunded their police program to a certain degree.
Sure, and when was that?
Last June? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3 months. You're saying
the month is arbitrary. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that in the time frame that the police have been defunded, the murder rate in that city has gone up. Same thing with Portland. Same thing with Seattle.
Yeah, just look at the Murray Hill riot.
Yeah, have anything to do with the fact that it's the time of year has that cycle increase? Because you're not giving me anything to compare it to. Yeah. What are the murder statistics for July and August of 2019? Yeah,
that's what I believe that they're comparing it to. Is yeah, because murder same rate, time period of the year before.
Murder rates typically go up in the summer because it's hot and people are angry.
Right, and it's not like they're comparing. Comparing the summer murder rate to like the spring murder rate. That wouldn't make any sense. That'd be a false comparison.
Okay. And how much of a whole number increase is that? 60% sounds massive. Oh my God, huge spike. Well, if say there were 10 murders and now there are 16, well, you had a net increase of 6, which it's 60%. But what were the actual number increases there? Right. Is it something that if you were to plot it on a graph,
we come back from the break. We'll finish that thought there. But I do want to ask you guys. Someone said it would be great if you guys could touch on the self-defense implications of prominent Democrats politicians calling for a civil war of the current administration if the current administration confirms RBG's replacement, the Supreme Court Justice. I also want to talk about that and 2 dead and 14 injured. This is Michael Cargill. You are listening to Come and Talk It.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're back and we're talking about, rape kits. We're talking about RBG. I don't know. I'm stuck with RPG. That's that military mindset. I can't get away from it.
It's just 3 letters, Michael. You can do it.
RBG. We're talking about the replacement for the Supreme Court Justice. Some people are getting all upset about the fact that, now someone else has to pick the president. Look, it's an uncommon, it's a common thing. You're supposed to live and stay alive until your party is back in office. If you think that you can't survive, you should step down. Stop holding on to power and step away. This is what happens when you're selfish and you're greedy and you want to hold on to power. Then you die in office under the wrong seat. Now, guess what? You made your bed. Now lie in it.
Okay. Hey, so, Michael, to get back to these crime statistics that I was talking to Derek about, this is from the New York Times, and they are comparing August of 2020 to August of 2019. The same period of time from 1 year ago. In August alone, there were 242 shootings in the city of New York, compared with 91 from last year. That's almost a 2.5 times increase. And the number of murders rose from 36 to 53, which is 30 or 40% increase.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that New York City has a population of 8.4 million, right?
Okay, so you asked me to get you some statistics, and I just showed you the statistics.
Right. Okay,
there's an increase.
Okay, so
the numbers have increased, Derek. Do you recognize that? That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
but but whenever you're analyzing data, you need to understand whether or not this is an actual viable, real increase, or if it's something that it's a fluke, so to speak. So it rose from what, 35 to 55, you said?
36 to 53.
53 and out of 8.4 million.
So 50%.
Times that by 100.
Dude, 53 murders is almost
0.006.
That's almost, sorry, stop, dude. That's almost two murders a day in 1 month. That's ridiculous. I don't think you should take
in a
the,
city with 8.4 million people. It's a statistical zero.
This is a, I don't think I can continue this conversation. There's 242 shootings. Like, you don't think that's a problem? What?
If there are 242 shootings in a population of 1,000, yeah, that's a big problem. If there are 242 shootings in a city of 8.5 million, that, again, that is a statistical zero. Do you think that you will ever get those numbers to zero in a city with a population that large?
No, I don't think those numbers are going to be zero in any city, like probably anywhere, not even small towns. I don't know what your okay. argument is here. I'm not following.
My argument is that you're suggesting that 53 murders in a month in a city with 8.5 million people is somehow a cause for alarm. When
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the increase, the drastic increase. And I'm not saying it's cause for alarm. I'm saying it's indicative of a psychological response within certain elements of the demographics within that city. I'm not 53 murders is a large increase from 36, and it's almost two a day. I mean, that's not good. We shouldn't be.
I never said it's good.
Well, yeah, but you're kind of shaking it off. I don't think it's something that should really be shaking.
I also think
off.
It's interesting that this is happening during a year that we've had record protests, we've had record riots. Violence has gone up nationwide. Whether or not that correlates to whether or not a police department was defunded, I don't think so. But because
correlation does not necessarily mean causation.
Yeah, we all have that on a shirt, Derek. What I'm trying to tell you is that we can't just look at the defunding of the police as the issue, because a lot of things that have been happening have been an issue beforehand, including rape kit.
I think I'm on your side on
which
this.
Is what, well, then don't interrupt me when I'm talking.
My bad. I'm on a slightly longer delay because I'm not actually in the studio, so I'm sorry.
All right, and so now I want to change gears a little bit and talk about the Breonna Taylor. The Breonna Taylor's family won a $12 million settlement with the city of Louisville.
Yeah, and you know who paid that?
Taxpayers. Have the cops been arrested yet?
No.
And did the police unions pay for it? Did the pension plans pay for it? Did the police themselves pay for it? No, we paid for it. We're paying for a police department that is screwing up, and then we're paying to fix their mistakes.
Well, you know, they're human, so they make mistakes, so we need to back the blue.
Oh, Mike. Whoa.
I just
Mike.
Threw up a little bit.
Mike.
You can't see him, Michael, just let me laughing ask you something. Over here.
Yeah, Derek, can you see into the studio? Can you see Michael?
No, I can only see on the Facebook feed itself. Okay. I used to be able
so
to
you got
see
a delay
on Skype.
On the,
but,
you have a delay on the screen, too.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah, it's
look,
pretty
look
bad.
Here, people. Look, they're human. They're human. They make mistakes, you know, and so when they make these mistakes, you know, hey, you know, someone's got
to
pay for it.
Yeah, they go into the
they
wrong
gotta
house
pay for
sometimes.
It. They got to pay
kill
for
the
it.
Wrong people.
Listen. You make a mistake, I understand that, but you make a mistake, you pay for it. Hmm. Now, I'm in the same breath also saying that I do think crime is going to rise because the cities are publicly announcing that they're defunding the police.
Yeah, look at the Murray Hill riot.
I can have both these opinions at one time. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I was saying before, Murray Hill riot, basically 1969 in Canada, right over by Montreal. One day the police go on strike because they want to get paid as much as their neighbors, their neighboring city police officer gets paid. By the end of that day, 6 banks got robbed, 100 shops were looted, 12 fires were set, 40 carloads of storefront glass had been broken, and $3 million of property damage.
Nice. So yeah. You're saying we should have a blue holiday?
Hey, you know what?
I want to get my guns and ammo before that happens.
Oh, you're screwed because if you don't have your guns and ammo now, you're done. Let me tell you. Because I don't know if you've noticed. I don't know if you're keeping up to date, but there's no ammo. Ammo's, you know, you better have some ammo now. If you're wasting ammo, like there's some people at the range today firing like shots like they were crazy. Like, you guys, I hope you have about a million rounds, because you just wasted about, you know, at least, you know, $1,000 worth of ammo firing, you know, one time out of a rifle. Crazy. Yeah, ammo is really expensive right now. It's hard to get because demand in this country is higher than it's ever been before. Everybody and their mother wants to get a gun.
Well, I wonder why that is.
Everybody and their mother wants ammunition. And guess what? The demand is so high, higher than it's ever been in the history of this country. People that are anti-gun are not buying guns. They're getting ammunition. And that's all the phone calls we filter every day throughout the day. Hey, you guys got any ammo? Hey, you got any 9mm? Well, yeah, we have ammo. We have plenty of ammo.
You know, I will say also that...
But we're not selling ammo. We're only selling ammo to people that are taking our class and they're... taking our class and buying a gun.
First, I think that's smart. Felicia and I were talking about this the other day. There was somebody on the on Instagram on the Central Texas Gunworks page that you had responded to, I believe. You remember this, that guy? Mm. He said, you're only selling ammo to people that buy a gun?
Yeah.
That's hoarding ammo. This is why we have shortages. It's
duh.
But you're doing, in my opinion, you're achieving the opposite. You're almost being like a socialist in a way where you're allowing... You're distributing the ammo equally amongst people.
No, what I'm doing is, if you want to take a class and you want to shoot, I gotta save ammo for those people that want to train, want to learn, because I can sell.
But you're not selling. If I walked in there without taking a class or buying a gun,
you're not buying ammo.
Exactly.
No.
So you're distributing things more equally than what a pure capitalist would do.
Hey, you can call it what you want.
Hey, Derek,
as the property owner, he has the right to dictate what he does with his own property.
I totally agree.
He is the owner of that property until a transaction is made.
I totally agree. And you know what? I think that, as the owner of that property, you are acting in a socialist manner.
Hey, call it what you want.
Socialist Mike.
That's what we call him.
I want to make sure that all the women get trained and they can, you know, when men like you, you know, go too far, they can pull out that gun and stop them.
You're talking to Derek? You're talking to me?
No, I'm just playing with you.
He was always a statist. This is just a natural progression for him.
Whatever.
Controlling call the supply of a product.
Michael, you're a dirty. You're a dirty commie.
I'm not changing my mind. Call me what you want.
All right, commie.
Michael is a statist, but he's definitely not a commie. I love you, Mike.
That's okay. You know, I just want to make sure that when people come to us, they want to take a class, they can buy ammunition to shoot in the class.
I commend what you're doing. I think that you're being a moral capitalist.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to come in and take a class just so I can buy ammo.
People do that too.
I'm going to come in and take the class and interrupt everything the whole time.
Still buy ammo.
People do that too.
And make your job a living...
That's fine. People
do
that too.
What kind of ammo do you have? Can we just get a list of what's in stock?
Sure.
I bought the last box of 380.
No, I have cases.
You got more?
Cases of 380. We lie every day.
Okay, well, you're lying to your
employees. I just need 9mm and 223.
Right. We have cases of 380.
He said, that's right. We're lying to our employees.
Yeah, they don't even know. Yes, we have 380. Got 32 caliber. We have 9mm, plenty of 9mm. Got 40, 45, the basic stuff that you need, you know, for...
I hope that guy who commented on the Instagram post is watching the show right now. Because if you are, you suck. I didn't like that guy.
I don't care.
You remember
to respond to him. I've been busy. It's election season.
I said something.
What was
like,
his response when I said that?
Yeah, let me read it.
He had a response?
Yeah, this guy's a fool.
Oh, so he was actually mad when I told him.
Oh, he got mad. And then I was trying to be nice.
Na-na-na-na boo-boo, sticky head and doo-doo.
Yeah,
you should have thought about this before the pandemic.
Okay, let's see.
He's the type of person that wasted the last minute and decides, yeah, oh my goodness.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Your piss poor planning.
He said,
we don't care about your piss poor planning.
You don't have any for me?
Oh my goodness. You should have thought about this before now. Non-prepper.
He said, you only sell ammo to people who buy a gun from you? What an odd concept. And then you responded, you probably haven't noticed, but there's an ammo shortage. So to keep from completely running out, we are only selling ammo to customers that are taking a class so they can shoot to qualify. Also to customers that are purchasing so they have an ammo at their new purchase. And he said, no, I have noticed, and this is part of the reason for the ammo shortage. Businesses like yourself buy up large blocks of ammo and either hoard it or charge high amounts for it, just like Cheaper Than Dirt did. We have a long memory when it comes to things like this. Have a blessed day.
Oh.
And I tried to be nice Which is out of my... I should have just...
No, they can't be nice to people.
You should have decided not to be nice when he said, have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. No.
So I said, Centex is doing the opposite of hoarding ammo. With first-time gun buyers at an all-time high, most of those coming in don't already have ammo, so they're trying to sell to those most in need. I think what you're doing makes perfect sense. And then he said, I don't remember asking you a question. Kick rocks.
That's why he has no ammo.
That's why
he has a gun and no ammo. Because you're an idiot. You fool.
He clearly doesn't understand the concepts of supply and demand.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You fool.
Well, I said, I just told him, I said, don't get your panties in a bunch. I'm just trying to help out a confused boomer. And then he said, He called me a typical Austin white liberal.
Ooh.
I don't think that's... First of all, I'm not white. Dark white.
You're dark white?
You look pretty light white to me. I'm pretty pale.
He has a black brother. White. He has a black brother. I'm offended by that comment.
I gotta get my brother on the show.
As if we care. Fun. We don't even care. Call us whatever you want. I get called names all the time, every day throughout the day. I get yelled at, cursed at. People hang up on me. I hang up on people. You wanna have an argument? Call the shop. I'll fight with you.
I get the same thing, but usually what I get is more of like, oh my God, you're so handsome and charming, and you're very like, you know, photogenic, stuff like that.
But
it's always so cute that your mom calls you.
My mom thinks I'm special. She told me that.
Oh,
you believe
goodness.
That?
A face only a mother could love.
Shots fired. Oh. All right, we come back from the break. We're going to continue this conversation. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
This is Coley on Noir, and you're listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're talking about a lot today. We're actually just, you know, chit-chatting. We're not reading. We really don't have a purpose today. But I had a funny class today because usually I get to a certain portion of the License to Carry Handgun course. And by the way, I had two of those classes on Saturday. I was exhausted. But this week, I actually had two honored guests in my class. I'm not going to tell you who they were, but how I always talk about strip clubs and stuff like that? So I get to a certain portion of the class, and I'm talking about bars and clubs. And I want people to understand how the gun signs work and if you can take your gun into a bar or a club and stuff like that. Well, if it's a 51% establishment, you cannot take your gun inside the bar if it's 51%. But right now, the bars are closed, correct? Right?
Bars are closed. Restaurants are at 75. A lot of these bars are turning their permits into restaurant permits, so you can bring your guns into strip club?
That's right.
Yeah, I almost said something.
So they have to change their liquor license and go from a bar to a restaurant. Okay.
To the establishment, as Casey would say.
Thank you, producer. So he keeps us on the right track. All right. So now they change it. They're changing the liquor license to a restaurant. So now they're a restaurant. So that means that as a license holder, I can take my handgun inside the restaurant. So I get to this point where I'm talking about strip clubs, and I said, you know what, class, let's take a field trip. So, you know, we're going to walk down to one of our strip clubs not too far from the shop. There's two of them, by the way.
Which one?
I'm not going to tell you which
Please
one.
Please tell me. There's two. I need to know.
No, I'm not going to tell you. There's two strip clubs not too far from the shop. So we're going to take a field trip. We didn't take a physical field trip, just a mental field trip. I said, okay, so now we're inside the strip club. All right, so the strip club is open right now. In order for them to open, they have to change your liquor license from a 51%. You cannot take your gun inside to a restaurant. So now you can take your gun inside. So now that they're a restaurant, I can take my gun inside the strip club. This puts a whole new meaning to lap dance, right? So I go into the strip club. Now, how would a strip club prevent me from taking my gun inside as a license holder?
51%?
No.
30.06.
30.06 or 30.07.
30.06, 30.07.
And verbal warning.
Or verbal notice, correct. So they can give me verbal notice or post a 30.06 or 30.07 sign. All right, So now, what if I walk into the strip club and I don't see the sign, I don't notice it, and they didn't give me verbal notice? Then what? Now I can take my gun inside because that went into effect on September 1st, 2019. Mm-hmm. So now you can walk inside the strip club, You can get your lap dance. It puts a whole new meaning to lap dance.
And never mind.
Don't say it. Casey's got his finger on the button.
I didn't say it.
He's real close. He's like,
Hey, are we doing an hour and a half today?
Yes, we are.
We're doing an hour and a half today. Yeah, right. Woo!
Yeah, and right. Stand by. I got strippers coming in. So then, all right, so now you can go into the strip club, okay? So you don't see the sign. You don't notice it. Not only can you take your gun in the strip club with a license to carry a handgun, guess what else you can take in the strip club?
Sword?
A sword, a Woo! Knife, a Bowie knife. That's right. Any size knife,
yeah.
Because they're no longer 51%. They're, you know, since they're not a 51%, they're a regular restaurant. You can take your gun in there. You can take your knife, your sword, any size knife inside a strip club. And they would have to give you verbal notice. So I give this whole spiel. We talk about this. And then during the break, I get someone that comes out and says, hey, I'm the owner of the strip club. And then the next guy says, hey, I'm the general manager of the strip club. He says, hey, thanks for giving us a shout out. You know, so it was actually pretty funny.
That's good.
Yeah, so I actually had them inside the class. I'm not gonna tell you which strip club it was, but yeah. So,
well, I'll tell you that I'll tell you the best strip club in town.
Which one?
Palazzo.
Is it?
It's my favorite personally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, I can get some free admission tickets there. For
don't clear your throat too many times. We have to clear this studio out.
Yeah, you can't cough anymore today.
Can't cough
these days.
Don't clear your throat. Don't cough.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that Rona. Speaking of Rona. It's funny how you can walk, you can go into
a restaurant,
sit down and eat.
I got some
with no mask on, and you can't get the Rona.
Let me ask you
something.
But
I can't go into a bar.
Let me ask you something. You can go into a bar, and you can, if you're standing up, you have to have your mask on.
Right.
But the minute that you sit down, you're allowed to take it off.
Yeah.
So if I stood up in the same spot where my chair was without my mask on, it says
you can get the Rona.
But if I sit down, then I'm immune.
You can't get the Rona.
I don't understand the rule.
It's not a rule.
Am I missing something?
How hard is that to
understand? It's a false sense of security.
No. I don't understand the purpose of the rule.
There's no purpose.
I understand the rule, Zach.
It's about power.
You can get it if you're standing up. You can't if you're sitting down.
It's about power. Because we said so.
Because you said so?
No, not me. The powers that be.
The power? No, not me.
Not me. The powers that be.
Hey, rules for thee, but not for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yours is but to do or die.
You know, Pelosi went and got the old blowout at that... At that, what? Didn't she get a Brazilian blowout?
Because I'm probably the only one here who actually knows what that means.
I know what a blowout
is too.
I don't know what that means.
She got her hair done.
She got her hair did, Michael.
I thought you were talking about Brazilian wax or something. I was confused.
She may have had that.
Don't
too.
Put that picture in my mind, man.
Hey.
Pelosi getting a Brazilian wax? I don't think that's acceptable for some conservative talk radio.
Thomas Harrison says perfect 10.
Are we conservative anymore?
I don't even know.
Were we kicked off the Christian station?
Yeah, we got kicked off the Christian station. They apparently don't like us there.
We're borderline FCC violations right now. Talking about
we're not.
We're walking wax, that so. Line. I love it. What do you think, Derek?
You gonna
go get your hair did?
Well, Donald says, hey,
I get my hair cut every 2 weeks.
Donald says, do you have to wear a big PPE when you get in your lap dance? No, you don't.
I didn't have to when I was there.
Only if it goes further.
Hold on. You went to the strip club?
All the time.
Tell us about your experience doing the COVID.
I think I should rescind my comments and remove myself from this conversation before I implicate
myself. No, we need to know.
No, seriously, Michael, we need to.
Something
else.
Happened, and
I forgot.
I can't talk about it.
Don't worry, it won't be investigated.
Ew.
Hashtag ladies.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why you need a gun. Because Gary exists.
No. It wasn't anything like that. Don't make that implication.
No, it wasn't like that.
No, it was not even close to that.
They need a gun.
But to answer your question, Donald Rutledge. No, you don't need a PPE to get a lap dance. You can get a lap dance with no PPE.
But if it goes any further, then yes, I would recommend it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right.
We're going to get off the pole. All right, so moving on.
All right.
Now let's go back. Let's talk about, man. All right, so Breonna Taylor, her family has won a $12 million settlement with the city of Louisville.
$12 million. Okay, so like I said before, this is coming out of taxpayers' pockets. What do you think about that, Mr. Cargill?
Well, you know, since I'm a disabled veteran,
yeah,
and I don't have to pay property taxes, hey, you know what? Since you jokers don't vote, They don't think you're stupid. They know you're stupid. I'm a disabled vet. Hey, go for it. I'm through arguing and going to the city hall and saying, stop raising my property taxes. I don't have to pay that sucker anymore. So I don't even care anymore. I'm done.
God, you are a statist. Usually I'm joking, but
you know what? I go there. I fight with these people. I stand there at the podium. You know, I yell and scream, tell them to stop raising my taxes, and no one shows up. No one helps me out. So you know what? Hey, I'm done.
You never told me. What are you talking about? I showed up for your federal court hearing.
We're talking city hall and property taxes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
We're talking this train, this rail.
Don't say nobody doesn't support you.
This rail they're getting ready to build. We're talking about this. What is it? When city council decided to defund the police and no one showed up in the building at all.
They didn't let anybody in, did they?
No, you could have gone. You could have showed up.
I thought Taylor was telling us.
There, had them separated, you know, 6 feet apart and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, right, cough one more time.
Listen. You know what? I chose a really bad time to quit smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even on Skype, we will separate ourselves from you. Oh, man. Derek, I'm fed up. You know, city council is getting ready to raise our property taxes even higher to build a rail. They're talking about different directions.
They're talking about putting a tunnel.
Yeah. And a tunnel.
You wonder why I hate the very idea of the state. Because under capitalism, since nobody wants it, it wouldn't get built. So, I mean, you chastise me because I don't like the state socialist law enforcement monopoly on violence and coercion, and then you pretty much lay out everything wrong with government. It's like, I don't understand. Pick one, man. I mean, I love you, but come on.
Pick one, Michael.
Well, Thomas Harrison said he's waiting for something. What are you waiting on, Thomas? You 22 Magnum rounds? I don't have 22 Magnum. I have 22 LR. And Thomas says several issues have impacted what is happening in those cities. Hamstring police, bail reform, and the like. I'm not sure what you're talking about there, Thomas. So tell me what you're waiting on, Thomas, and we can answer that question so you can go to work, because I don't want you to be late for work. Marvin says he has to get out of Austin. Don't leave Austin, Marvin. We need your vote.
Yeah, if people would be a little less apathetic and a little more complacent, we could win a few.
All right. We come back from the break. We'll finish this conversation. Thomas, tell me what you're talking about. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Jack Jones here, and I get my gun news from Michael Cargill on Come and Talk It.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now, here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so one person. All right, I got what you're saying now, Thomas. All right. He's saying that he worked in those times at City Hall, so he can't be there at City Hall during the times that they're asking people to come down to make comments. And the city of Austin, they actually do make it quite difficult for you, because you have to sign up like months and weeks or whatever in advance. It's actually pretty difficult to speak to City Hall to let them know, you know, what your grievances are. And then also, November the 3rd, that is correct. November the 3rd is the best chance to get City Hall's attention. So you got to go vote and get out and vote. Take somebody with you. I like to grab someone and I always grab somebody with me to go to the polls and go vote. I never go by myself. So that's important. Grab someone. Go vote, you know, and make sure you let your voice be heard. Because if you don't, you're going to be surprised on November the 4th. You may not get what you want if you don't go vote. Then you can't talk about it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. Because that's not going to happen there. It's going to happen at the polls. And all those platforms are trying to influence the election. That's all I see. Every time I open up Facebook, I see something about the election on Facebook. Because they're trying to influence. They're trying to tip the scales of this election. They did it. They tried to do it last time. They're trying to do it this time. You know, do I think that Trump is going to lose Texas? Absolutely not. I don't think it's possible for him to lose Texas. But I do think it's possible for Texas to lose the Texas State House. I think that is up for grabs. That can flip to the Democrats.
We have several high-stakes congressional races as well that we could lose, including conservative champion Chip Roy in Congressional District 21, which does have a portion of Travis County in it.
And then that will determine how your gun laws are, you know, what comes out of, you know, the Texas House and the Senate, what happens as far as gun legislation, you know, because this past session in 2019 were the most anti-gun bills were found in the history of this state in 2019. And so there's a possibility you can see some of those bills actually pass in 2021 if this House flips from the Republicans to the Democrats. You could get some anti-gun bills. So if you're not paying attention, you know, that can happen. It's definitely a possibility.
Just going to throw this out there. Gun control has never passed without Republican support. Just saying.
Oh, no, you're absolutely but right. That's just me. Because believe it, whether people want to believe it or not, you know, whether you like it or not, you know, under President Obama, you know, license holders were able to carry in national parks. Under President Obama, license holders were able to, well, you can't carry, but you can actually, there's a way for you to travel on Amtrak with a firearm. You know, so, you know, there's some things that we got under Obama, and under President Trump, we actually got a bump stock ban. So let that sink in for a minute.
And fix Nicks.
Oh, yeah, big time. So just let it sink in for a few minutes. I mean, you know, what was done and what was not done under what administration. They don't call it the Brady Bill for nothing else. Who was Brady? That was
he
Ronald,
was Reagan's.
Go ahead.
Reagan's press secretary, right?
That is correct. And so from that, you have the Brady Bill. So every time there's anti-gun legislation, there's always some Republicans that are in the House.
Reagan also banned select fire weapons made after May 19th, 1986. And he also signed the Undetectable Firearms Act in 1988, avidly supported the Gun-Free School Zones Act in 90 that Bush signed, also supported the Brady Bill, and then later supported the assault weapons ban that Clinton signed. So,
and then in California, actually came
thanks, Republicans.
And actually started some of the toughest gun control laws that we've ever seen that come out of California. Back when he was governor of California.
Yeah, the Mulford Act.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was
and sometimes really the truth hurts sometimes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Tom. Yeah, yeah. And the Mulford Act was designed to prevent Black Panthers from carrying handguns in order to police their own neighborhoods because cops wouldn't show up anymore. And then the state came in like, no, you can't do that either.
Well, gun control in itself is racist. Okay. All itself, everything about gun control, it comes from. I mean, let's go back to the 1600s, 1700s, as far as you want to go back. You know, the first gun control was, hey, Indians, you cannot sell firearms to the indigenous people, and then it was like, hey, you cannot repair the firearms of indigenous people. Then it was, hey, you cannot, if you're a free slave, you cannot own guns. So everything
we can't grant citizenship to freed slaves because then they could carry guns. That's pretty much what the Dred Scott case said.
You go back and look at history, you know, and everything about gun control, it's racist and you know, in this basis, and now, you know, people are fighting for their Second Amendment rights ever since then. You know, well, you made your bed, live in it, you know, because your ancestors, this is what they did, this is what they passed, and this is what we have to deal with now, and we're having to, you know, deal with this and fight for it right now. Life sucks, and the truth hurts. That's why I drink.
State will always get corrupt, no matter how small it starts. It will always grow, and it will always become the tyrannical thing that you claim to hate.
That's right. What you guys got to say, Felicia? Am I right? Amen. Go ahead.
No, I tuned out for a second, so I wasn't sure what the question was.
I had to bring you back. You're like dozing off there.
It's been a long day.
Yeah,
I need a beer.
It's been a really long day, man. I tell you, it's been a long weekend.
Yeah, I've been block walking for candidates for the past week or so. So I think it's finally starting to catch up to me.
Man, we've had like, I think we've had 3,000 people cross our doors this year so far, get their license to carry a handgun. I'm exhausted.
I need to come.
I'm really tired. Today alone, we had 40 students. We're beginning students learning how to shoot, you know, pistol, rifle, shotguns for the first time. Yesterday we had 2 license to carry handgun courses. One started at 8 o'clock in the morning. The last one ended at almost 9 o'clock last night. It was just about dark when they finished at the range last night. So a total of between those two classes, we had, 50 people between those two classes. So it's quite a bit. You know, a lot of people are trying to learn how to shoot, get their license. They're trying to carry. They're trying to do the right thing. They're asking a lot of questions, too. And I'm surprised at the questions that people ask, the things that people don't know about gun laws. I'm actually pretty shocked at that. That actually surprises me.
Do you know the percentage of new gun owners versus experienced shooters?
No, a lot of people are new gun owners. A lot of people will sign up for the license to carry handgun course and never fired a gun at all. Mm-hmm. And we end up, you know, sending them to a beginner class because that's not what that class is for.
Right.
Teach you how to shoot. Designed to teach you to evaluate your proficiency. So, you know, if you never fired a gun at all, you need to take a beginner class first. Learn how to shoot. Learn how to hold the gun. Learn what, you know, what to look for as far as your front sight, your rear sight. Know where your fingers go on the gun. Don't put your thumbs behind the slide. You can cut yourself. So many people are training people. You need to, you know, man, I'm gonna say it just like this. I was looking at another company that was at the range shooting. They actually had someone shoot themselves in the leg at the range.
What?
Yeah. Happened here in Austin. I've been doing this for over 20 years. We never had a negligent discharge. And to me, and I blame that on the instructor. That's going to be if someone gets injured in my class, that is my fault.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It's going to be my fault if that ever happens. You know, there's no excuse. You know, there's no talking your way out of that. If one of my students shoot themselves, that's my fault because I was not paying attention as an instructor. You know, so got to pay attention. You know, because this is some serious business here.
I was volunteering at a gun range yesterday, and they had their license to carry classes. They were meeting right in front of the table that I was working, and all different types of people, young, old, some were wheelchair bound, and they were worried about not being able to protect themselves because of the cops and an increase in crime in their area. Young kids out there shooting for the first time, lots of first time gun owners. They said that about 40% of the people who come through their classes are new.
Yeah, it's a lot. And Jackie, she asked something about left eye, right eye dominant. Jackie, I'm actually right-handed and left eye dominant. So I actually use my left, you know, I shoot with my left eye. And, you know, there are times I may close my right eye. I have to force my right eye closed. There are times I just, you know, close my left eye and force myself and use my right eye. Because sometimes I just can't close the right eye. You can train yourself to look through both eyes. That's always the best way to do it. Keeping both eyes open. You just have to focus and center yourself on that, you know, on their sights. The target's going to be blurry. Your front sight's going to be clear. You should see that front sight, and the target is blurry. So it's all about the front sight, rear sight, and that hand grip. You know, keep your thumbs on the same side. Make sure you keep your finger off the trigger unless you're on target ready to fire. And you can do that too. Some instructors do that. And Jackie said that your associate taught me to shoot with my right hand, and I'm left eye, left-handed. So I would rather you, if you're left-handed and you're right eye dominant, you can still shoot with your left hand and use your right eye. You can still do that. It's easy. You'll hit the target. You just gotta, it's just training and being comfortable with the gun, knowing how to hold the gun, knowing what to look for, and doesn't matter which eye you use. Derek, what do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely right. People should take it upon themselves to make sure that they understand what they're doing, because every round that leaves their muzzle, they're responsible for. You know, I was talking with my co-host for my show earlier today about this kind of very thing, that he asked why Breonna Taylor's murderers hadn't been held accountable for it. And I said that it was an injustice, because if I'm legally carrying, and we'll take our current state of society, where we have laws where, you know, even if I am 100% justified in the use of force against an individual, if I accidentally or negligently shoot an 11-year-old little girl who's a bystander, I'm responsible for that.
And you're going to jail.
And even in, yeah, I would be. But, you know, we go back to Breonna Taylor's incident. they killed her, and the only thing that they got out of it was a civil settlement. No criminal charges, nothing.
Hey,
look up the double standard.
Look up the one in Houston with a couple that the Tuttles that were in Houston. Look that up and see if there's any
civil
suits or anything like that. Has anything been settled in that case? Well, hold on. I'll
take a look.
Yeah, take a look at that. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about that. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Folks, this is Doug Man Jones. And I get my gun news from Michael Cargill at Come and Talk It.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're talking about the shooting that happened with Breonna Taylor. We're also talking about the Tuttles, is that correct? That happened down in Houston, Texas. That was quite a while ago, long before Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the Wikipedia. It does look like charges were filed against two of the officers involved in that one. It says in January 2020, Harris County Grand Jury indicted Goins and Bryant, charged both with tampering with government documents, and Goins was also charged with felony murder. And then in July of 2020, an additional 17 criminal counts were filed against six of the officers. That's all well and good. I am glad to see that. However, I don't know how this will turn out, but one of the things that, even if these cops do get found guilty, it hasn't stopped things from continuing to happen. Like you said, this was before Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor ended up happening. Everybody fought hard to get body cams as a mandate, and it's happening. But even with body cams, you're seeing incidents where police officers are continuing to act in a criminal manner and not be held accountable for it. And if they do, it's always lesser. Charged with felony murder. Okay, great. Well, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we got a guy named David Anthony Ware, who is facing capital murder of two police officers, and they are seeking the death penalty because after about 10 to 15 minutes with two officers who tased him repeatedly, sprayed him with OC spray repeatedly, kicked him in the face repeatedly, all while he's sitting in his driver's seat. He made no aggressive moves towards these officers in any way until they went to drag him out of his car as he's screaming, "Help me, help me." Finally, he reaches under the seat, grabs his gun, and shoots both of the officers. He's facing the death penalty for that. If that wasn't cops doing that to him, everyone would say, yeah, that's absolutely a justifiable use of force. That is a justifiable self-defense. But because they were clothed in the state's garb and given badges and authority, now this person who would in any other case be justified in defending himself is now facing the death penalty. It's not it's not a fair system of justice. In fact, I won't even call it a justice system because if anything, it's just a legal system. A justice system implies that there's a semblance of justice.
All right. And then, cause I was looking at the Tuttles case, it's very, you look at Tuttles, you look at Breonna Taylor, you look at this case that just happened in Prescott Valley with the Prescott Valley Police Department. And we actually have that video with Prescott Valley where this guy, the police actually, stick the dog on this guy.
Stick the dogs on him.
Yeah, and he's complying.
And I want to point something out, Mr. Cargill. A couple weeks ago, you said that you should just comply. Everybody remember this?
Yeah, you should.
Derek?
Yeah, just
you got
do,
me
just,
on this
just
one,
do
brother?
What you're told. Just comply.
Just comply.
Oh, yeah, I got your back,
and
bro.
Then have a dog eat you alive on the ground.
He's going to sue.
Yeah.
He said he was going to sue.
Why did that happen? And why did that dog get sicked on that guy after he got on the ground? He was complying. How come when the dog was biting him and eating him up, how come the cops were going, good boy, good dog? That's sadistic, man.
It happens.
It's disgusting.
It is very disgusting. And you know what? He's going to sue. He's going to win a civil case.
And then it's going to be another case of taxpayers paying for thank you. Police officers.
Right. And it's going to be another couple million dollars.
Until you citizens are tired of paying those using your tax dollars to pay for this, nothing's going to change. They're not going to prosecute because you allow this.
Michael, we're not all disabled like you. Okay.
You allow this to happen. You allow this to happen. So this is a result of that. You know, because you don't not do anything about it.
I wish you
this
know
this is your fault.
Not to mention,
it's my fault.
It's your fault.
Why are you looking at me when you say it's your fault? Hey, look, I'll tell you what. This is my theory on life. Is I just let people do their thing and I do my thing. All right.
Hey, it's your fault because you don't say anything. This whole system is designed to protect police officers.
Who am I going
to
vote for?
What's going to happen is
when
it's time for this case to go to court. And they want to bring criminal charges against the police officers. You know what's going to happen? The DA's office is going to protect the police officers.
Yeah.
The judge is going to protect the police officers. Yep. The police officers are going to pile into the courtroom, and they're going to intimidate the jury in force with uniforms.
Yep.
You know, that's what they do. Okay, and so they're going to be found
and
not
so
guilty.
So you're telling me, how do I change that?
Hey. You know, you got to – you know what? Go vote and become a
juror. For who?
Become a juror.
I would be a juror if my boss would let me take a day off for once.
Say it again.
I'm looking at you, Michael.
Yeah. Say it again. Oh, no. He asked who he should vote for. I just said Joe Jorgensen, but she's a little too statist for me, but I like her.
No, I'm talking about at the local level.
Yeah, local level matters way more than federal level. Yeah.
Well, don't put the same DA in the office right now. The same type of DA that's not, you know, that's doing the exact opposite of what
Michael,
I should do.
Michael, give me a specific example. Who should I vote for?
Vote for Alex Stringer.
What is he? I don't even know what he's running for.
City council. District 2.
I don't know who Alex Stringer is. So
what are you talking about?
So who am I going to vote for?
You had Alex Stringer on the show a couple months ago.
I'm just messing with
you. You and Alex, you know, he really likes you, Michael.
Does he?
And I think he should come back on the show. And I think him and Felicia should have a very civil debate.
Well, when he learned... Well,
I can't
Felicia,
debate
when he...
with someone that stupid.
So he needs to, you know, Felicia says he needs to learn the topics, right?
He needs to actually understand what he's learning for and what the responsibilities of that role will be. And so he wants to take the time to do that. I refuse to waste my time talking to someone who's probably stupider than my cat.
I'll talk to him. I like him.
I love Stringer. He's a good guy.
What's that phrase? He's a good guy. Birds of a feather flock together?
No, Alex is a good guy.
No, Alex is a good guy.
He could be a good person, but that doesn't mean that he's a quality candidate.
No, Alex is a good guy.
I didn't disagree with you.
No, Alex is a good
guy.
But
back to the topic. I mean, look, the whole system is designed to protect police officers, and that's the system that we have in place. And unless you're able to stand up and say, you know what, it's time to hold our law enforcement to a higher standard because they are police officers that have trained and been through training. You need to hold them to a higher standard. A commercial truck driver is held to a much higher standard. If I'm a commercial truck driver and I'm driving a truck and I'm speeding, I get a ticket, even in my private vehicle, you know, I'm held to a much higher standard.
I wonder if commercial truck drivers cause more deaths per year than the police do. I'm curious. I'm genuinely
They have rules. They have laws. There's a whole book of things that they're supposed to do. They're held to a much higher standard because they're a professional driver.
Holders are held to a higher standard.
Everyone's held to a higher standard except for law enforcement, and maybe we need to take a look at that.
So
you allow this system in place. You allow for this to happen because you don't do anything about it.
Are you blaming me again?
Holding cops to a... While I'm absolutely on board with holding cops to a higher standards, it doesn't do anything about paying off families of victims of law enforcement abuse with money that has been extorted from the tech, that they claim to protect.
We need to be calling the people running for office and saying, are you going to support changes to the qualified immunity laws?
So they can lie to us?
But at least you can have a recording or an email. And then we need to get rid of qualified immunity, and police officers should be forced to purchase insurance just like teachers so that if they do have a lawsuit,
or
then
LTC
it's not
holders.
Coming out of taxpayer dollars. T- teachers and school districts are responsible for that as well. And it, why police officers get an asterisk by them for not being held accountable is laughable. And it's time that we vote people in who will make a difference.
So it's up to you. You got to do it.
Felicia, you,
if you don't do it, you don't stand up, you don't go vote, you don't let your voice be heard, you don't put someone different in office, then this is what you're going to be left to deal with. We allow this to happen. You're not changing it. You don't. You're not a juror. You know, you got to stand up and vote. Get these people out of office that are doing the exact same thing. As always, more guns equals less crime. You go out there and you buy yourself a gun. You've been listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
Keep your change.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.